how much would you pay for a trading card of your favorite ball player? Earlier this month, the Kobe Bryant rookie card fetched nearly $1.8 million at auction. In January, a Mickey Mantle card from 1952 set a record when it sold for more than $5 million. It's not just trading cards that are hot right now. Interest in all kinds of high-end collectibles has spiked during the pandemic. Greg Rowan is president of Heritage Auctions based in Texas. It is the third largest auction house in the world after Sotheby's and Christie's. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Lisa.
So you've been seeing this trend firsthand. Describe how this has been unfolding over the past year and what the hottest items are on the auction block.
What we've been seeing over the last year is unlike anything we've seen in our history in the auction business. Fabulous property came on the market because so many people owned real estate, they owned restaurants, they owned hotels, and they needed to raise cash because of the pandemic. So they put fabulous items up for sale. At the same time, a lot of people were home and they were bored and they were spending more time on their hobbies than they ever had before. And they were feeling wealthy because the stock market was up and because they had businesses that were doing well. And so engagement across all of Heritage Auctions categories was up about 30%. So you had more bidders and more property.
And people are turning over things like trading cards and sports memorabilia. You have also seen really jaw-dropping bids for rare coins, comic books, rare books. What is it about these particular items that you think during the pandemic is driving this turnover?
I think there's certainly a resurgence of nostalgia. There are baby boomers, people in their 50s. Their kids are out of college. They have extra money. They're thinking back to their childhood, trading cards, rare coins, that type of thing. And now they have the resources and they have the time. Just recently, Heritage sold a gold coin for $9,360,000. That was estimated at $4 to $5 million before the auction started. And it was sold to someone who had never bought a coin before. They had collected in five or six other categories, but they had never bought a coin. And their first coin they bought was $9.3 million.
Did they kind of overpay?
No, I don't think so. There were five bidders over $6 million.
What was the deal about this coin?
It was a Brazier doubloon from 1787, and it was the finest one known to exist.
Do you think that this is kind of a bubble you're in right now, that prices for these items will stick after the pandemic or not?
I think that the interest is sustainable. People have always been interested in these type of things, but their interest level has definitely increased. There's things that people have been looking for a long time that maybe they thought were just impossible to get. And when someone adds something fabulous to their collection, it usually spurs them to keep collecting and to widen their collecting interests.
Do you get a lot of people who are looking to diversify their investments and they say, okay, I'm gonna get this muscle car. I'm going to get something else that I know is going to increase in value later on. And this is the time that they're investing in it.
That's a great question. And when somebody asks me that, I tell them that they should never collect something for investment. It's hard to beat the S&P 500. It's hard to beat compound interest. But it's an awful lot more fun to collect something, to hang it on the wall, to be able to study it, something that was a part of history. And if you learn a lot about what you're doing, if you don't go into it head first and just throw money at something that you think is fun or interesting, but you learn about it, you read about it, you talk to lots of people, you talk to experts. If you collect things you genuinely want to own and enjoy owning, you will have so much more fun. And if you make money along the way, that's great. But it shouldn't be the focus.
Thank you very much, Greg Rowan, president of Heritage Auctions based in Dallas, Texas. It's the third largest auction house in the world after Sotheby's and Christie's. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.